Today in Europe. At this time, the Columbia Broadcasting System brings you the latest foreign news direct from important European war capitals. Tonight, we shall attempt to bring the news from Amsterdam and from Helsinki. Edward R. Murrow, chief of the Columbia European staff, has just arrived in Amsterdam to talk with William L. Schaller, CBS Continental Representative. And so we take you now to Amsterdam.
You know, that's a nice story, Bill, but I just don't believe it.
You're not?
No.
You're not, sir? I'm not going. Peacetime, we used to fly from Berlin to Amsterdam in a couple of hours. Now you take the train. It takes 13 hours, and the trains are late and cold. Well, you flew over, didn't you?
I think so. It was more like being swung around in a barrel at the end of a long rope than flying. That plane was painted bright orange, and all the windows were blacked out.
Why did they black the windows out?
Oh, just so curious reporters can't see anything while flying over England and the Channel.
How long did it take from London to Amsterdam?
Do you mean flying time or total time?
No, altogether.
Well, I left London at 7 in the morning, traveled on a coal train to a little place you're not supposed to know about, spent about 3 hours doing things with little bits of paper and books, and got to Amsterdam about 3:30 in the afternoon.
It's not so simple getting all these countries, is it?
Well, Bill, 6 months ago, I could have traveled around the world with fewer papers and documents than